This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I believe that there's a spiritual realm that's as real as what we can see with our eyes or sense with our senses. And in this spiritual world is God Almighty, forces of good, and the enemy of our souls, who we call the devil. We call this spiritual warfare, and it is active all the time and has been throughout history. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and I've talked about spiritual warfare before on The Strang Report. And today I was interviewed by Heidi Harris out in Las Vegas. She has a program called The Heidi Harris Show on KMZQ AM, and I've been on her show before, and she wanted to talk to me about what's been going on with the Mueller report and Donald Trump and all the mess that's been in the media and the way the left is continuing to talk about there's collusion, even though Robert Mueller said there was none. So I thought you would like this radio interview, so I said, could I run it on my podcast and in my newsletter? And of course, she was very kind to allow me to do so. So without further ado, here's my interview with Heidi Harris.
Welcome to the Heidi Harris Show podcast. I do this a couple of times a week. You can find these podcasts and subscribe at Heidi Harris Show on iTunes. I also do a live radio broadcast weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on 670 a.m. KMZQ in Las Vegas. My guest today is Stephen Strang. He is the CEO of Charisma Media, author of several books, God and Donald Trump, and the most recent book, Trump Aftershock. What is it all about? Let's talk to Stephen Strang. Welcome to the Heidi Harris Show, sir. Great having you. I really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
It's been an interesting week, hasn't it, with the Mueller report and a lot of people focusing on politics and trying to destroy Donald Trump as if that's going to make their lives better, right?
Well, interesting and historic. I mean, never in American history have different ones in government tried to take down a sitting president with a made-up charge. I mean, this was just totally made up. Wishful thinking, maybe. There was apparently some Russian interference. The Mueller report, according to the summary, said that there were some agents that actually reached out to the Trump people, and they actually rebuffed the effort. Undoubtedly, this kind of thing has gone on behind the scenes with other countries or maybe even with Russia, but never before has it become mainstream. I mean, you can't watch MSNBC or CNN any day in the last 2 years without just being hammered about this again and again and again. I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, and they were taking little video clips of all these liberal pundits saying, collusion, collusion, collusion. We have proof of collusion. And there was no collusion and no proof of collusion.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We're speaking with Stephen Strang. He's the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine, also author of several books, the most recent, Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. You know, one of the things that I found most interesting is the Never Trumpers, or the people who say, because Donald Trump's a flawed person, of course we all are, but we know his flaws seem to be more obvious than some other people's, that how can a Christian back Donald Trump because he's this, he's that? Talk a little bit about that, because to me it doesn't matter if you're flawed, we all are. are, but if he's trying to push the help with the Christians agenda and religious freedom, that may be why God put him there.
I agree with you 100%, and I make this point in God and Donald Trump, the fact that many were praying, and God, what I say, I've done 50 media interviews per book, including a bunch of secular media, and they'll ask me this question, and I'll just say, people were praying, and God raised up somebody we didn't expect, and in some ways, someone we didn't like. I didn't like him originally because, you know, he was a playboy, he owns casinos, he's kind of boisterous. I didn't really pay him that much attention to what he believed, but boy, when it came down to him or Hillary Clinton, who I considered to be the most corrupt person ever to run for president, you know, there was a clear choice. And isn't it interesting that we talk about him being flawed? Did we talk the same thing about Barack Obama, or how about George W. Bush? Did anybody ever say it about Bill Clinton? And of course, all of us are flawed, and God has used flawed people throughout history, people that the Christians didn't necessarily like. Winston Churchill was a real good example. The Christians of his day didn't like him because he drank brandy and smoked cigars all day long. And of course, they didn't approve of that kind of behavior. Yet he was raised up by God, I believe, and also he believed, was raised up by God to save Western civilization, which he did in the sense that, case be made that he's the one that motivated Britain to stop Hitler, you know, before we were even in the war. But anyway, getting back to Donald Trump, the week that Stormy Daniels was all in the news, and of course the president has said that he did not do anything with that woman, and I'll tell you and your listeners something that I've not said widely, but the president actually called me on my cell phone. It was about Trump aftershock. I was trying to get an interview with him, which I did not get, but he was actually vetting me. This was very shortly before the book went to press, and he did promise me an interview, but I was telling him about the book. He was asking me some questions, and I was telling him that I defended him on secular TV when they were talking about Stormy Daniels, and he said to me in a private conversation that I'm not even sure is on the record, but I think I can say this. He said, "You don't need to defend me. I didn't do anything with that woman." And, you know, it was a private conversation. He didn't owe me an explanation. I didn't mean to say that I thought he did it. It's just, you know, like the old country song says, you never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, it was 15 years ago. I said, Allison Camerato on CNN, who's very liberal, said to me, you know, how can Christians support him? Kind of like you did, except that she was asking from a different perspective. And I said, everyone who has accepted Christ has been forgiven of something. They do not want to be on the front page of the newspaper.
I love that. That is so true, and that is so right.
And so I said, the whole essence of Christianity is forgiveness. And if Donald Trump has been forgiven, and we've been forgiven, we can kind of understand that. Now, as far as the Never Trumpers is concerned, I actually had a section of a chapter in the book about Never Trumpers, and I interviewed the editor of Christianity Today, Mark Alley, who's a friend of mine, and I asked him to try to explain to me what the mindset is of the Never Trumpers. Now, he wanted to be clear that he's not a Never Trumper. He just doesn't like Trump. But regardless, it came down to kind of nuances. They're kind of egg-heady kind of people that think you should not be bombastic, you should just sort of nudge along the status quo. That is not what we need in this country at all. But it was interesting to get his perspective. Plus, it's a fairly small percentage of evangelicals, something less than 15%. And if you drill down and find out who these people are, and I know a number of them personally, they're people that vote Democrat every year, whether it's Barack Obama or, you know, Al Gore or John Kerry. And they are just sort of left of center. And Donald Trump is a disruptor. He's disrupting the status quo, and they don't like him. I will say that I hear less and less of that because these same people, including Mark Galley, who said he doesn't really like Trump as a person, he did like the fact that the taxes were lowered and he's been standing for religious liberty and some other issues that Christianity Today and I think are very important. But this president has been accomplishing so much. It's just that he's got a unique personality.
Yeah, he does.
If somebody punches him, he punches back. I mean, how else do you succeed in New York in the real estate business?
That is so true. Look at our founding fathers. I mean, I think John Adams would have been a great talk show host because he was a little bombastic in his day.
Well, if you read the letters between some of those people, between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, They said all kinds of nasty things. In the newspapers of the day, which was their equivalent of our internet, every single little town had a newspaper, and the editor was usually bombastic, as you say, and said all kinds of nasty things. And so, you know, we have this history in our politics going way back. But, you know, in a way, who cares? It's, you know, we're having to live in the present, and we're dealing with this whole thing about Robert Mueller and this made-up hoax. It's very sad that our law enforcement agencies, the highest in the land, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, could be weaponized on the part of political partisans. I mean, Peter Strzok of the FBI, the second or third highest ranking official, he said that Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to zero. And the text that went back and forth between him and his lover just showed that he was so biased that even Robert Mueller himself fired him from the Mueller investigation because he couldn't be objective. And, you know, a lot of us were a little concerned about Mueller because he was real good friends with Comey, and nearly all the 19 lawyers he hired not only were for Hillary but had donated to her. I mean, you got to really be for somebody to give them money. I mean, it's one thing to pull a lever in a voting booth. It's another thing to write a check. And so we were a little concerned about the objectivity, yet these people who were not known to be Trump people vindicated the president, even though there was all kinds of political and cultural pressure on them, I'm sure, to find something wrong. But, you know, I'm no lawyer, but I've, of course, listened to lawyers explain that collusion is not a crime. There's no statute against collusion.
Right.
There are statutes against various kinds of treason and helping the enemy and so forth, but Donald Trump did none of that.
Yeah.
There were a couple of meetings with a couple of Russians. Listen, I've been to Russia 5 times. I've met with a lot of Russians, but it was not collusion, of course. So, I mean, meeting with a Russian, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, if anything, it was the Hillary Clinton people who met with Christopher Steele and had, you know, came up with that fake dossier about that was so bad that the liberal media mostly left it alone, except for BuzzFeed and a few others. And then, of course, after BuzzFeed released it, some of the others released the fact that BuzzFeed released it. But, I mean, you know, they wouldn't publish it the first time. You know, this was back around the time of the inauguration. And this thing just spun out of control. Thankfully, it's concluded. And now I hope that the Department of Justice, under a new Attorney General, William Barr, will actually go after some of these very, very corrupt people. I mean, a number of them have been fired because they were so bad. I mean, you got to be pretty bad to be fired. And then where it's almost all the top people, all of them were fired.
Terrible.
But other than that, there's been no accountability, but hopefully there will be.
I personally think
that there may be at least one or two who spend some jail time. People have been jailed for doing a whole lot less.
That's true. We're speaking with Stephen Strang. He is, of course, the CEO of Charisma Media, founder of Charisma Magazine, and the author of several books, the most recent including Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. And just last year, he wrote God and Donald Trump. And it's so important that you were talking about how Donald Trump can be used by God as a flawed person like we all are. And it's so interesting, just for example, what he's done with Israel. I mean, this is amazing what he's done with Israel and what he's tried to do as best he can with religious freedom in America. These are things that further God's plans.
That's right, and that is not on the agenda in our country. The country is so secular, so liberal, so left-leaning, and even in the church, a lot of people in the church compartmentalize. You know, they go to worship or they read their Bible, but, you know, they don't really get that involved with the direction of the country. Now, most of us really can't affect the direction of the country, but at a grassroots level, we can talk in our circles of influence. We can speak up when we hear things. We have opportunities to write letters to the editor and you know, the equivalent on the web and so forth. I mean, there are a lot of things that we can do to try to shift this thing, and I believe that some things are beginning to shift. I think that's why the other side is just going crazy. They've had their way for the last 50 or 60 years, and a lot of this craziness we're hearing, they really believed, but they kind of kept it under a nice little veneer. But boy, they are coming out swinging. They're afraid that they're losing ground, and I really believe they are. And these are some of the things that I try to document in both books, God and Donald Trump, as well as Trump Aftershock. And believe it or not, this week I'm starting on the third book, which my deadline is August 5th. It'll be out in January. If we don't stand up and do something now, at some point it's just going to be too late. So I'm thankful that God has given us a leader like Donald Trump, and it's kind of a window of time where the church has a chance to be the church. And I believe that we're right on the verge of a great revival. And if you're old as me, you remember the 60s, which was also a horrible time. It looked like a whole generation was, you know, to use the cliche, going to hell in a handbasket. And then what happened? God caused the Jesus movement to happen, and thousands and thousands and thousands of hippies were swept into the kingdom of God, many of them Christian leaders today. The charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church started along the same era. So when things looked so bad, and they were actually rioting at the Democratic National Convention in 1968, and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and John Kennedy a few years before were assassinated, I mean, all these terrible things happening, and of course the Vietnam War was a horrible travesty, I'll say. I mean, a war we probably should have never gotten into, and we lost 50,000 American lives. Things shifted, and America did not become perfect, of course. But something did shift, and a few years later, we elected Ronald Reagan, and that seemed to help shift things some, and then it kind of shifted back to the left, and now with Trump, it's shifting more to the right. And, you know, this is not really about politics, but it's like, which side is interested in and defends what we consider to be Christian values and the principles of the Bible and allow us to live peaceful lives, like the Bible says? We should pray for godly government so we can live peaceful lives.
We're speaking with Stephen Strang. He's the author of, most recently, Trump Aftershock, CEO of Charisma Media, and the founder of Charisma Magazine. We're talking a little bit about his new book. You know, one of the things that gave me a lot of hope was when Donald Trump chose Mike Pence. I think he scares the left much more than Donald Trump does.
When he picked Mike Pence, boy, that was a sign that Donald Trump could be trusted. And an awful lot of Christian leaders, most of whom were for Ted Cruz to start with, as I was.
As I was, too.
Shifted over to Trump and said, you know what? We're going to take a chance on this guy. He may not be perfect, but he's certainly not Hillary Clinton. You know, this isn't really about politics. It's really a cultural thing. It's really good and evil. It's a spiritual warfare. I mean, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, whether they're liberal or conservative or in between, as Christians, we're to love everyone. I mean, that's how Jesus said that they would know we are Christians, is by our love. Yet, we've got to stand for the values. They certainly stand for their values. And it's a spiritual warfare. It's spiritual warfare, and it's not new. It's been going on since the fall of man.
Of course.
But we as human beings, we see things through our own prism, and sometimes we're aware of the spiritual warfare, and especially when things are like really bad, or, you know, when Hitler was in, people would have said that was spiritual warfare. You know, when things are going along okay, and it maybe seems like the devil's not quite as active, but he is. And whether it's in the national level, or we're seeing it on TV, or it's in our own lives, our own families, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give life and to give it more abundantly.
That is exactly right. Stephen Strang, what a thrill to talk to you. Of course, he's the CEO of Charisma Media, founder of Charisma Magazine, and author of God and Donald Trump, and his most recent, Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. It's been a privilege. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
I really appreciate Heidi Harris allowing me to include this very interesting interview, or at least I hope you think it was interesting. If you have questions for me, maybe for a future program, you can call me. And here's the number. It's 407-706-8476. And if you call that number and you're one of the first 10, I will give you a free signed copy of Trump Aftershock as my thank you. If you have any questions or things you'd like for me to address, in fact, I may do an entire podcast answering your question. Just call that number. Is 407-706-8476. And to get some enthusiasm going and to get some questions coming in, this is brand new for us. You can get a free book. It's worth $24. We'll send it to you postpaid, and I'll even sign it. So I hope that makes you want it and you'll call that number. The nice thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to the number again. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.